Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 14 lines from the top of daf Ayin Gimel. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let's glance in the margin where you'll find a nosei. Nosei being the topic heading, where we've written Harezekitech im Mesi or im Lo Emoid Micholizeh. Man presents a divorce document to his wife and stipulates, "This will be your divorce if I die or if I don't get out of or arise from this sickness." V'nofal olav bayis, and he died because the house caved in on him. Ha'im chal haget, does that cause the get to be activated? In other words, is that a fulfillment of the conditions of the divorce? After all, he died. He didn't die, though, as a result of the ailment that he was suffering from, rather from the house caving in. Now the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Zegitech mehayoim im meisi micholizeh. Person says, this is your divorce from today if I die from this ailment. V'nofal habayis olav o hikishoi nochash, and the house caved in on him, or he was bitten by a venomous snake and died from that. Einoi get, it's not considered a divorce. Rashi says, "Eino get the oinsed lo shiachu v'lo masik adaite v'lomar elo diyomusay de choili." This is an extenuating circumstance, something that's very unusual, and therefore, it's not a divorce because it's not something that he would that would occur to him, and his statement was that it would be a divorce only in the event that he dies from this ailment, which didn't take place here. The Gemara continues, Im loy emoid michulise. He gives a get to his wife and he says, "This is your divorce if I don't arise from this ailment." V'nofal olav habayzo ikisho nachash, and the house caved in or he was bitten by the snake. Hare zaget. In this case, it is a valid document. The Gemara asks, Maishno Resha Umaishno Seifa. What's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? Rashi adds, if these events of the house falling in or the snake bite are considered Oinsed Oleshchir, unusual circumstances, if they are factored in, if a person does consider even those things, so then in the Resha it should have been a good get. If it doesn't occur to a person, he doesn't factor it in, then in the Seifa it should not be a good get. So what's the difference? The Gemara responds, Sholchu mitam ochlu ari. It was sent from there, sent from Eretz Yisrael, an incident that took place where a person had said im lo amod mecholizeh, and he was eaten by a lion, and they said ein lonu, meaning it's not considered a get because the consumption of a person on the part of a lion is something that's called an oinsed l'shiach. It's an unusual circumstance, something that a person does not even think about. So that when he said Hare ze gitechim elo emod micholi ze, his intention was that it will be a get if he doesn't recuperate from the ailment. In other words, if he dies from the ailment, not if his death is a result of some kind of unusual thing that he doesn't even think about. Therefore, she would not, the Sholchu Mitam is, we'll say, is ruling contrary to what you see in this Tanaic source, where if he had said, Im lo emo mecholizeh, the source had said it is a get. Here, they say, Ein lonu, meaning it's we do not hold it to be a get, and the result will be she will end up being a widow with all that that entails. There's a Tosfos that quotes the Rishami, the second Tosfos on the page, that says that there is a clear difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of this Tanaic source. That the expression Imesi Micholizeh is different than Imlo E'emod Micholizeh. However, Tosfos says that according to our Gemara, the distinction that Yerushalmi makes is not felt to be a distinction. Because either way, according to our Gemara, the person's stipulation was that it would be a get only if he dies as a result of the ailment he is currently suffering from, and not these other extenuating circumstances. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice some markings, and on the side, you'll notice we have a Nosei / Mivneh heading. The triangle introduces Shnei Maisim, two incidents, Shekibel Olav, where the featured party in the incidents accepts upon himself Kol Oinsa de Misyalid, all Oinus, all extenuating circumstances that may arise, I accept responsibility for them. Ha'im oila al daito shel hamas negam oinsa de loshiach. When a person says, I accept upon myself all extenuating circumstances, does that include things that are oinsa de loshiach, things that are very rare? In the realm of oinsim, in the realm of uncontrollable circumstances, uncontrollable losses, there are situations that are, relatively speaking, common, and there are situations that are outlandish. Our question is, once again, if a person accepts upon himself responsibility by saying, Kol oinsa de misyad, all oinus that may arise, I will make do on, I will compensate for, does that include even the oinsa de lo shiach, those unusual cases? The Gemara. And I should point out that these two stories do not involve the issues of divorce. In other words, the incidents themselves are issues of a commercial nature. In the course of the discussion, we'll see the case of divorce cited, but that's not the we'll say the topic of the stories. The Gemara, Hahu Gavra, the Zovin Aro Lechavrei. It was a man who sold a piece of land to his friend, Kabul Olei Kol Oinsa de Misyalet, and the seller accepted upon himself to guarantee, he accepted responsibility concerning any oinus that may arise, that any cause of loss that may arise, I will compensate you for that. Lesof Afiku Ba Nahara. In the end, the king ordered that the that a river in that area shall be rerouted to go through the field that this fellow just purchased. Also the Kame de Ravina. The case came to Ravina. Amale, Ravina ruled, Zil Shofile, go compensate the purchaser. De Hakabila Salach Kol Oinsa de Misyalet. After all, you accepted upon yourself to accepted responsibility for any oinus that may arise. Amale Rav Acha bar tachlifa le Ravina. Rav Acha disagrees and he says oinsa de lo shchiachu. This is a type of oinus, but it's so unusual. When a person accepts responsibility for things that could happen, that are within the realm of possibility, to statistical probability, that type of thing he accepts, but something like this, that the king ordering a river to be rerouted and thereby ruining the guy's field, that's something that's very unusual. A person doesn't even think about that. He doesn't accept responsibility for that. The case continued to roll from one place to another, and it eventually ended up in the on the desk of Rava Omar Lahu, Oin Sidur Shiachu. And Rava said, like Rav Acha, that he's not responsible. A person doesn't accept upon himself responsibility for something that he wouldn't even consider. Esve Ravina LaRava. Once again, Ravina, who had ruled in favor of the purchaser, Ravina questions Rava and says, Imlo, he quotes from our source above, a person said, he said, this is your get, Imlo amod micholi zef, I don't arise, I don't recuperate from this ailment. In other words, I don't get up from this ailment. V'novel of bias, oiki shoy nochash hareiz get. And a house fell on him, or he was bitten by a snake, the get goes through. Now, did the person consider a house falling? No. That's not something a person thinks about. And nevertheless, it's a fulfillment of his condition. As we see, the get becomes a get. The get goes through. It's a valid get. Even though that's not something the person thinks about. So you see that people are obligated even concerning things that one does not think about. Amale Rava, Rava says back to Ravino, the Amo may Resha Eino get. Why not quote from the Resha of that source, where the unusual circumstance that happened results in it not being a get? It's not a fulfillment of the condition. Amale Rav Acha Midifti La Ravina, Umishum de Kashya Resha Asefa. Lo mosvinon tyufta mina. Just because the Resha and the Seifa don't jive with one another, as we pointed out above, we Gemara asked, what's the difference in the Resha and the Seifa? Just because there's that, we'll say, internal difficulty, you're not entitled to raise a question based on that source. Omale, in, that's right. Kevon de kashi Resha Seifa, since the source above had this, we'll say, this irresolvable Resha to Seifa situation where we couldn't make sense of why in the Resha did it say ain't no get, in the Seifa it said it is a get. So it shows us lo itmar be midrashu mishabeshtei, that this source was never really taught in the formal academies of Torah learning, and it's a mistaken source. Zil boser svora. Follow rather your logic. And your logic says that an ein sedel l'shiach, when people make stipulations and accept responsibility concerning oinus, things that are beyond one's control, they don't accept also responsibility or factor in the stipulation of the condition things that are very unusual, things that are lo shachiach. And therefore, in the case of the get, for example, like the shochu mitam, it would not be a get if the guy died because the house caved in. And in the case of the purchase, the seller will not have to compensate for the case of the king rerouting the river through the purchased field. Rav Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Zovan Shumshami, Agida Dinahar Malka. Rav Huna and Rav Papa bought Shumshami, sometimes translated as sesame, very useful for making oil. They bought a load, a stock of shumshami on the banks of the river Malka. The name of the river is Malka, the Malka River. Well, in order to get it from one side of the river to the other, Ogur Malchi Lavurinu, they hired sailors to load their boats with it to bring them to the other side. Kabilu Alayhu Kol Oinso de Misyalid. The sellers had accepted upon themselves that we're going to make sure you get your shumshimi under all circumstances. Whatever oinis arises, we accept responsibility. Lasof Istakir Nahar Malka. In the end, the Nahar Malka was dammed up. And as a result of the dam construction, boats could not cross. Omru lehu agur chamri afkinu ni'alon dal kabilsu alaychu kolon to the misyalid. So Rav Pover of Yeshua said to the sellers, you've got to hire donkey drivers, and through that means of transportation, deliver unto us the shulshami that we purchased from you. After all, you accepted upon yourself responsibility for any oinus that may arise. Asu l'kame de Rava. Note that Rava appeared in the previous story as well. And Rava says to them, Amar lahu, he says to them, Koki chivri, meshachi glimi de inchi. It's an expression that one would have to analyze whether it's an offhanded expression or it's an expression of honor. Nevertheless, he calls them koki, koki or geese, avazim, geese, chivri, white geese. White is associated with age. In other words, they were elder rabbonan, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Koki, the reference to them as geese, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't checked this out recently, but there is a sukkah in the end of Maseches Brochas that deals with dreams, and it might appear over there that if one sees an avoz in a dream, it's a sign of wisdom. So that he's referring to them as wise elders. Nevertheless, Mishalchi Glimidinshi, you're trying to literally strip people of their garments. In other words, you're trying to issue rulings for your own personal benefit. And Rav is basically telling them, you have no claim against the sellers to make good on the delivery. What happened, the damming up of the river is an oinus that one wouldn't consider something very unlikely, very unusual. And therefore, they are not obligated. And this would, once again, as we said, this would be Rava Lashitaso. With reference to the avoz, to the goose, as being associated with Chochmah, in fact, it's a Gemara in Maseches Brochas Daf Nun Zayin, Omed Aleph. If you look up the Gemara, you'll see it in the middle of the wide lines there. And it says, Horoya Avoz Bechalom Yitzap L'Chochma. One who sees an Avoz in his dream, he should look forward to wisdom. Shenema Chochmois Bechutz Toroina. And hence the Rava's reference to them was this element of respect, even though he was chastising them at the same time. The Mishnah. Before we continue with the Mishnah itself, we glance in the margin. We have a topic heading. Hamisyached im ishtoi acherei shenosan lo get al tnai. One who goes into private with his wife after he gave her a divorce, a conditional divorce, or a divorce with a condition stated. The Mishnah says, Lo tisyached imoi elo bifnei edim. She should not be alone with him unless there are also witnesses present. Afilu api eved, afilu api shivcha. When we speak about witnesses, it could even be a slave, it could be a bondmaid. Chutz mishivchosa, mipnei shaliba gaspa b'shivchosa. With the exception of her own bondmaid, that would not prevent her from entering an act of intimacy with her husband or former husband because of her sense of familiarity with her own bondmaid. That would not be a deterrent for her to conduct an act of intimacy. We've marked the Mishnah with a period based on the commentary of Tosfos, that the following is a new point. Tosfos calls it a milsa b'api nafsha. Mahi ba'oisen ayomim. What is her status during those days? What are we referring to over here? That will be dealt with later in the Gemara. So we're going to leave this, we'll say it a bit vague for right now. Nevertheless, we're asking about the particular woman's status. Of course, it's a woman who received a get with certain conditions, but what those conditions are, that will be explained later. What is her status during the interim period? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, continue at the top of Omid Beis, Keishas Ish Lechol Dvorah. She's considered a fully married woman with regard to all relevant halachas, and that if another man comes and has relations with her during these we'll call interim days, he is in violation of having intimacy with a married woman, and that would subject him to a capital punishment. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Megureshes V'Eina Megureshes. That expression indicates a, we'll say, a suffix, a doubt, and the result of that status, one who would have relations with her would have to bring a special korban called an osham tolui, called a suspended guilt offering. Let's turn back to the Rashi that you find at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi on the Mishnah. Lo sis yachid imoi ze shenosan get. The omer lo, a man who gave his wife a divorce and said to her, mehayoi mimesi, this is your divorce from now, if I die from this ailment. Lo tis yachid imo, she should not be alone with him. Shemo yovoi oleo, if she's alone with him, they might engage in intimacy. Deiko lamand omer chayshinon shemo boal l'shem kedushin. There are those that suspect that that intimacy is an intimacy for establishing a new marriage. Utsricho get sheni, and that would require a second divorce. Lamandelo chayish nami, and even according to the opinion, it doesn't concern or worry about that. Mikomokam pnuyahi. Nevertheless, she, having received the divorce, she is a single woman. V'osulis yachin apiyur pnuyotz, forbidden to be alone with a single woman. Let us look at the Tosfos as well to get a sense of what we quoted in his name earlier. Tosfos at the bottom of the page, Lo tisyached imoi elo b'fnei edim l'fi hakuntris licha. According to the Rashi approach, things are smooth. Depiresh mahi b'oisnayom milsabapi nafshohi. Rashi's approach, we don't see that in the Rashi we read, but Rashi's approach with regard to the continuation of the Mishnah is a separate, Rashi presents it as a separate topic. Avol bezeh giteich mayomi mesi, the resha, the case of a man giving a divorce document to a woman, stating, this is your get from now, if I die from this ailment, lechule almo have a get mishas nesino, everyone holds that it's a divorce from the time she receives it. Lefikach osi shapir the toli b'gemora time nasis lesachin mishum chashash kiddushin. Therefore, the Gemara, as we saw Rashi quote, explains the prohibition of the Mishnah because of the suspicion that they might engage in intimacy, and that would be a new marriage. V'lo mishum get yoshan, and not out of a consideration of the topic of get yoshan. We're not going to explain right now the concept of get yoshan. This is something that we've explained in the distant past, but nevertheless the issue of get yoshan is not the explanation for the prohibition of the Mishnah. Rather, it's because of the chashash kiddushin. That is how Tosfos presents the Gemara in the name of Rashi. There are other approaches to the Gemara, and the Tosfos goes on with those other approaches, but we won't engage in that now. So now we turn back to the Gemara. We are on Omid Beis, second line from the top. The Gemara opens up with a Tanaic source. Let me point out ahead of time that the Tanaic source is difficult to understand, and after the framed section that you see immediately the Gemara asks, "My Komar, what has been said over here?" The Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ra'uah shenisyachta imoi v'afela o sheyoshna imoi tachas margalois hamita. A woman who had received a divorce from her husband. She was then seen alone with him in, afela means in darkness, or she slept with him under a bed. Ein choshishin shema nisasku b'dover acher. One does not have to consider that maybe they had intimacy. V'choshishin mishum znus. Now this is a very difficult expression, and the Gemara will raise the question. This is translated as saying, and we do suspect that maybe he had intimacy with her. Znus is an act of harlotry. But a moment ago, you said, we're not going to consider that they had intimacy, and now you're saying, we are choshesh that there was an act of intimacy. V'ein choshishin mishum kiddushin. But we don't consider that he had relations with her for the purpose of establishing a marriage, which would then, we'll call it a new marriage, which would then require a second get. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yuda, Oimer, Af Bezu Choshishin Mishom Kiddushin. In this case as well, we concern ourselves with the possibility that there is a new marriage. My Ka'omar. What is being said over here? If we look at Rashi, across from here, Rashi says, My Ka'omar, Kotoni, Ein Choshishin Shemo Nisask B'dover Acher. This Tanaic source says that when the couple were seen in private, in darkness or under the bed, we don't consider that they had intimacy. And then you say a second later that we suspect that there was an act of intimacy. What are we to make of the source? So now, a word about Gemara structure. Notice the diamonds. Notice the numbering running down the side of the Gemara text. On the side, we have a nosei / mivneh. A diamond appears, and a double underline also appears. The double underline highlights the expression hochi komar. These are three gishot, three approaches. Lahazbir mokur b'nosei misyachidim ishto achreishin osan loget al tnai. Three approaches to explain this source that deals with a man who had given his wife a get. On condition. The triangle that you see will be explained a bit later. First, we go through the what's called Rav Nachman's approach in how to make sense of the source. So now the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua, Hachi Kamar. Thusly, we should understand the source. Ra'uha Shenivala. The woman who had received a divorce document from her husband and was seen then alone with him, and she was seen shenivala, that she had intimacy with him, choshishin mishum kiddushin. We consider that was an act of marriage. And as we said before, that would necessitate a second get, a new get being given. Nosan lo ksofim. If after the act of intimacy, he was seen, the man, the husband was seen giving her money, choshishin mishum znus, then we say that the intimacy that was seen prior was really an act of mere harlotry. De'amrinon be'esnena nasan lo ve'in choshishin mishum kiddushin. We figure that the money he gave her was a esnan. Esnan is the word used for payment to a harlot for her services. And the money then given after the act of intimacy, if that's what happened, that will then, we'll say, repeal the chashash of kiddushin, relegating their act to an act of mere harlotry without any concern that maybe there was an act of marriage. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yuda, Omer, Af, Bezu, Choshishin, Mishum, Kedushin. In this case as well, where money was given, we suspect that there was an act of remarriage, and that the money was not a payment for harlot services, but rather a gift to his wife. Keman Azla Ha Di Omar Rabo Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan. Before we go further, a word of structure. The triangle that you see here will be repeated after each presentation of the how to understand the source above. And what we're doing here is it's a type of cross-referencing between the explanation we gave for the source above with the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and reference made to a Machlokes Tanoim later on the side under our on those same Mivne heading, the triangle appears, and we've written Leor Ha'esber Shnitan Lemoker B'choslav, in light of the explanation that we give to the source at each stage. Hagemara Tishal, the Gemara will ask Keman Azla. That which Rabbi Yochanan says, Shema'amid Divrei Beis Hillel, Beperek HaZorek, Rabbi Yochanan establishes the opinion of Beis Hillel in Perek HaZorek, the next Perek of this Masechta, Shema'atzrich Get, Dafka Kishirua Shenivala, V'chulei, in another Machlokas Tanoim, Beis Hillel says that a get will be required, a new get would be required only if we saw an act of intimacy. Once again, that's a reference to a Mishnah that appears later on. This is found, the discussion that we're making reference to is a Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph. If you have Daf Pei Aleph accessible, you might note the Mishnah there. It describes, it says, HaMegarshes Ishtri V'lonim U'Puntiki, a man divorced his wife and then spent the night with her at an inn. Beis Shammai says there's no need for a get, for a second get. And Beis Hillel says there is the need for a second get. And regarding that Mishnah, Rabba Bar Bachana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is when they were seen having an act of intimacy. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, only when there was a witnessed act of intimacy in that case on Pei Aleph, then, and only then, Beis Hillel says, we will require a second get. Now we turn back to our Gemara. We ask, we're looking at the first triangle, Keman Azla, Ha Diyama Rabba Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis Kishroa Shinivala. The Machlokes here is referring to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that we cited in Perek HaZorek, Daf Pei Aleph. The Machlokes wherein Beis Hillel says a get is required, that's only when the couple was seen together in intimacy. Avolo ro'uha shenivala, divrei ha'koil ein tzricha heimeno get sheni. If the act of intimacy was not witnessed, then everyone will agree, even Beis Hillel will agree, that there's no need for a second get. Come on. That analysis that Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amora, that he provides for the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel over there on Pei Aleph, in accordance with whom, and when we say with whom, we're referring to the Tanoim that we saw just above. Yeah, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So in accordance with whom is Rabbi Yochanan's analysis? The Gemara answers, Kedivrei HaKoil. Rabbi Yochanan's analysis conforms to the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what have we really said? So in order to appreciate this, we take a look at the Rashi. Kiman Azla, we're looking at Rashi a bit further down from where we are in the Rashi commentary. Kiman Azla ha Duki Rabbi Yochanan Bahazorek, that which Rabbi Yochanan establishes in Perek Hazorek, Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Bemegaresh Ishto V'lonim Bepudiki, regarding the case of a man who divorced his wife and then spent the evening with her in an inn. Dematzurchilo Beis Hillel get Sheni Shuul B'Shinivalo. Beis Hillel says that a second get will be required only if we saw them together in intimacy. Avalo ro'uha lo chayshin. And if we didn't see them together in a state of intimacy, we're not concerned with their having reestablished their marital status. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the the machlokis, and we can, if we focus on Beis Hillel for the time being, that Beis Hillel's requirement of a second get is only if we saw the act of intimacy. Keman. So our Gemara says Kedivrei HaKol, and Rashi goes on to say Kedivrei HaKol, Debein L'Tanakamo, Bein L'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a reference to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in the source. Whether it's Tanakamo or Rabbi Yossi Amrinon, we say Heicha D'Lo Ro'ua Lo Chashinon. Where there's a, according to Rav Nachman's presentation, if there was no witnessing of intimacy, everyone agrees that we're not choshesh, that we don't consider an act of remarriage. Veheicha d'ro'uha chayshinon ilav mishum sofim. If not for the money factor, just take the money factor out of that discussion. Whether you're the Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi Bihuda, where she was seen in an act of intimacy after having received a get, they are choshesh that act of intimacy is a remarriage, resulting in Beis Hillel saying she needs a get sheni. Okay, that having been said, we now go back to the Gemara. Maskif lo Abaye. Abaye takes issue with Rav Nachman's presentation of the Tanaic source that opened up this Gemara. So we have to focus the discussion and hence also noting the structure that after Abaye asks his question, Abaye will then give his version of that source that opened up our sukya. Maskif lo Abaye, midi ksofim kotoni. In order for Rav Nachman's explanation to be acceptable, you have to discover, you have to note the presence of money paid by the man to the woman. Does it say that in the original source? There's no reference to ksofim. Elor Abaye, therefore Abaye comes up with his approach to the source above. Hochi komar. Ro'uha shenivala. Once again, a woman who had received a divorce document from her husband, and she was seen in intimacy with him. Choshishin mishum znus vein choshishin mishum kedushin. The Tanakama says that we're not going to consider a remarriage, that rather it's an act of harlotry. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer, af choshishin mishum kedushin. The word af is a little difficult, but for right now, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda is saying we consider that there even was an act of remarriage. So according to Abaye, you have a situation where there was a witnessed act of intimacy. Does that generate the need for a new divorce? Not according to everybody, only according to Rabbi Yossi Bihuda. Now that leads us into a repeat question that we were asked before. Keman Azla ha di Omar Rabo Barachan Rabbi Yochanan. This is the same as we saw before. According to which one of these Tanoim, namely Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, does Rabbi Barachan's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan's analysis of the Mishnah in the next parak go? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Machloikis Kishrosh Nivala. The machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only if there was a witnessed act of intimacy. And Beis Hillel would require a get. Avolo ro'ua shenivala, divrei hakol ein tzricha himenu get sheni. If there was no witnessed act of intimacy, everyone agreed there's no need for a second divorce document. Kiman, according to whom does Rabbi Yochanan's analysis follow? Just to repeat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel will say you need a second get for that woman who had been divorced and spent the night afterwards with her husband in the inn. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel will require a get only if there was a witnessed act of intimacy. The act of intimacy then is the, we'll call it the warning, the red light indicating a remarriage. So, come on, like whom? According to whom does that analysis conform? Answer, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda. That follows only Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda. According to the Tanakhama, you could have a witnessed act of intimacy, and even with that, there's no chashash of kiddushin. There's no consideration of a marriage having taken place which would result in the need for a second get. That whole chashash, that whole concern comes up only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan's analysis of the Mishnah there on Daf Pei Aleph fits in with Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda's approach. Maskif law Rava. Rava takes issue with Abaye's interpretation of the opening Tanaic source. According to Rava, in Cain, according to what you said, then my af, what does the role of the word af play according to your explanation? Rashi presents the question of the Gemara on the third wide line under the Gemara text. Let's learn it together. My af. The statement made by the Tanakhama of according to Abaye that Rosh Nivlo Chishin Mishum Znus, it doesn't mean that we suspect. It elokula klomar tolin oisab znus. It's an absolute statement, namely that if she was seen in intimacy, we ascribe it to an act of harlotry. Vein chushin lekedushin. And we don't suspect that there was a remarriage, so the Tanakhama rules leniently. No chashash, no consideration that there was a remarriage. Rabbi Yossi, havi leila meima, Rabbi Yossi, coming on the heels of the Tanakhama, should have said, chushishin lekedushin. We do suspect kedushin, vein tolin lahokil b'snusin. We don't take the lenient approach considering that it was an act of mere harlotry. So the word af doesn't seem to have a role over here. Elo omar rova. Hochi ha'omar. And we take advantage of the note on this side to adds to the girsa. So reading the note on the side, ro'ua shinivala choshishin mishum znus v'ein choshishin mishum kedushin. If she was seen in an act of intimacy, we suspect only harlotry, and we do not suspect an act of remarriage. Rabbi Yossi, we go back to our Gemara text, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo. Now, you notice here Rava's using the word af in his presentation, af lo ro'uha shenivala choshishin mishum kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda goes to an opposite extreme. Whereas the Tanakhama said, even if an act of intimacy was seen, we consider it harlotry and not kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you did not see an act of intimacy, notice how we have used the word af, even if you did not see an act of intimacy, we suspect that there was an act of remarriage. Choshishin mishum kiddushin. So, if we think about these two shitos, according to Rava's presentation, as far as the Tanakhama is concerned, seeing an act of intimacy is not associated with marriage. not associated with any need for a new get. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the act of intimacy is irrelevant. The mere fact that they went into private is enough to generate suspicion of an act of remarriage. So that when you look at these two opinions, is there any significance or uniqueness to seeing this couple in an act of intimacy? No. According to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, even seeing it has no significance. And according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, let me say that again, according to the Tanakhama, even seeing it does not have any marriage significance. And according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, even not seeing it would result in our suspicion of an act of remarriage. Therefore, we ask, Kaman Azla Hadam Rabba Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, the same question repeated the third time. According to which one of these Tanoim does Rabbi Yochanan's analysis follow that said, Machloikis Kishrush Nivala, the Machloikis Beishame, this hill is only if there was a witnessed act of intimacy, Avaloro Shinivala Divra Kol Einot Sricha Imeno get. If there was no witnessed act of intimacy, everyone agrees there's no need for a second divorce. Keman, like which one of the of these Tanoim, Tanakam, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, would Rabbi Yochanan's analysis follow? The lo kechad, not like either one. Just to repeat, why not like either one? According to the Tanakama, even seeing the act of intimacy would not lead to a second get. And yet Beis Hillel says that if you see an act of intimacy, there is a need for a second get. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, even without seeing an act of intimacy, there is a need for a second get. But Beis Hillel said, as Rabbi Yochanan said over there, if there was no witnessed act of intimacy, everyone would agree that there is no need for a second get. We go continuing the Gemara with a quote from the Mishnah. This is now the section of the Mishnah that we did not explain when we learned it. Now we want to pay closer attention. The Mishnah said, "Ma hi ba'osan yomim." The word "he" is a reference to a woman having received a get under specific circumstances, but we did not make them clear. So we're asking, what is her legal status during the interim days? We haven't explained yet what we mean by the interim days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kieshes Ish L'chol Dvarav, she's considered a fully married woman, and with all that that implies. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megureshes V'Einu Megureshes. At this point, let us look at Rashi on the top line. Rashi on the Mishnah. Kieshes Ish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the woman under discussion is considered a full-fledged married woman. Someone else who has intimacy with her knowing that she's forbidden, he's guilty of execution through chenek, through strangulation. Ubeshogeg, if he was unaware, b'chatos, he'd have to bring a sin offering. V'afagav demeis me'oisecheli, even though the husband eventually dies from that ailment that was stipulated as part of the divorce, lefishelo girshelo somach lemisa, and here this is already the key point, because the divorce doesn't take place, doesn't become actual, except for moments before his death, but all the time prior to that, from the handing of the divorce document to the woman until that moment before his death, she's considered fully married. Uva Gemara Mukila, and the Gemara which we are going to see shortly will establish the Mishnah and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. B'Oimer Lo B'Mesir Seget, where the husband says when he is handing her the get the following. Here is your get, be divorced through it from the time that I'm still in this world, if I die from this ailment. Hilchos Rabbi Yehuda Savar Samuch Lamisa Hu Dehavei Get. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the divorce is a divorce only a moment before actual death. Umekami Hochiyeshishi, and prior to that, she's considered a fully married woman, hence totally off limits to any other man. Rabbi Yossi Savar. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said Megureshes Veina Megureshes. Rabbi Yossi holds Mechiyoav Logita. When he, from the point that he gave her the get, kol shaita misafkalon b'me'ez shani b'olam. Remember, he, the husband, stipulated that the get will take hold from the moment that I'm still in this world. In other words, we have to emphasize that in order for a get to have any chance of being valid, he's got to be alive. What is the time that is prior to his death? Well, any moment could be that time. Hilchos Sveikahi. Therefore, from the time that he gives her the get, and once again, we're dealing with a man that's suffering from a sickness, from some type of ailment, and he gave her the get, saying that this is your get, and be divorced through it. May Eishani Ba'ilam. From the time that I'm still in this world, like it should be effective a moment before I die. When is that moment? Well, we don't know. It could be right now. As soon as he gives her the divorce, that could be 10 years from now if he remains ill for all that during that entire period of time. So it's a suffix. It's a matter of doubt. When one has one commits an offense where there is where built into the offense is the element of doubt, the sacrifice that is to be brought is an osham tolu, a suspended guilt offering. This is a different sacrifice than the chatos, the sin offering that Rabbi Yehuda would have required. So now we go back to the Gemara. We're picking up the Gemara now five lines from the bottom. Tana ubilvad sheyomus. We glance at Rashi. The Rashi that we're looking at is in the middle of the wide lines under the Gemara text. Tana ubilvad sheyomus avli lo meis. If the husband does not die, if he gets better, igloi milsa, it then becomes clear retroactively, delav gita hu, that there was no divorce. The chayav chatasin, anyone who has relations with her, would be guilty of a sin offering. The Gemara asks, ulechi mayas havei gita. According to the source we just read, we're saying that the get will be a good get, provided he dies. Does that mean that, well, when he dies, she gets divorced? For Kaimalon, but we have a principle, the ain't get li'achar misa. A divorce doesn't become valid after the man dies. Omar Rabba. Rabba explains essentially the explanation we've been using all through the sugya. Rabba says, bi'oimer me'eis shini ba'olam. Notice we read this already in the Rashi third line from the top of the page, but here you know that Rashi got it from over here. The man had given her a get, saying, "This is your get, and be divorced through it." May eis shani ba'olam. Now let's look at Rashi. Umeshani Omar Rabba. We're looking at Rashi, six lines up from the bottom. Masnisin the Mishnah. Lav ba'omer mehayoyim imesi. This is the point that Tosfos had made on Omer Aleph, that Rashi is treating the second part of the Mishnah as a separate case. This part of the Mishnah is not dealing with a fellow who gave a get, stipulating mehayoyim imesi. Da'hi vaday l'chimayas igloi milsa da'vi get mishas nasina. In a get given with such a stipulation, it's obvious that retroactive to the time, back to the time of his giving her, she's divorced. Vabala Potter, and any outsider that would have had relations with her would be exempt. She's divorced retroactively. She's a free woman. Ella, this part of the Mishnah is Ba'omer, where the husband gave her the get, saying, Me'eis shani ba'olam lehave get. Hilchos Rabbi Yehuda, somach l'misa chayal gita mekar eishes ishi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, use it when you hear that expression, this is your get, Me'eis shani ba'olam. Rabbi Yehuda has no doubt about this. It's clear to him that the get is going to be activated a moment before he dies. And prior to that, she's a fully married woman to her original husband. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mish'as Nesina, from the moment he gave her the document, the divorce document, Misafkalon, we're in doubt. Dilma Zu Hi Shah Hasmucha L'Misa V'Ave Get Safek V'Yafa Gav D'Chayit Fei. He is in doubt regarding every moment. Maybe this is the moment before his death. And when you reach the moment before his death, she in fact is divorced, but we don't know. So it's a get me suffic. She's divorced. She's a suffic divorced woman. And even though he continues living more, and Rashi adds such an important point here, ain brera, we do not rely on retroactive definitions, retroactive clarification. Okay, so he lived on. So now you might have thought, so okay, if he lived on, so then retroactively, that wasn't the moment before, wasn't the moment before his death, because he continued living. And if that be the case, so she was fully married. And if she's fully married, then there should be a korban chatas. Rabbi Yossi does not say that. Ein brera. We turn back to the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Yomim Shebeintayim, the days, the interim days between the giving of the get and his actual death. This is a reference to a man who said that Me'eis Shani Ba'olam, let it be a get. The case we've been discussing most recently. On the side, let's note, but we have a Nosei topic heading, which reads Deos Tanoim. Different Tanaic opinions, Ma Din Ho'isha Biyomim Shebein Nesina Saget Shenitan Al Tnai Lemisa. What is her status during those days? So just to reiterate what we mean when we say a get that was given Al Tnai. The case we've been discussing, where he said, "Areze giteich viskashi boy me'es shani va'olam im meisi." We already saw the machlokis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. We'll see more tanoim on this topic. The Gemara, Tonu Rabbana, Yomim shebeintayim, the days between the giving of the get, the physical handing of the document to the woman, and the husband's actual demise. Bailo zakai b'mitziyasu v'maisiyadel v'horas nedorel v'yorsha. We're seeing a list of laws that apply to a regular husband and wife. The rights that a husband has. He has the rights to articles she finds, to work production, i.e. income. He can absolve her vows. If she dies, he would inherit her. We continue at the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Umetama law, if he's a Kohen, he would be able to defile himself to her if she dies. Chlolo Shodover, the rule is Harehi ki ishto l'chodover. She is his wife regarding all matters. Elo she'eno tzricha heimenu get sheni. The only point is that if he dies, she does not need a second divorce. Namely, the get that he gave her initially becomes activated a moment before he dies. But up to that point, she's ishto l'chol dover divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Of course, this is not new to us. We already saw that and explained Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer. This is a new name. Rabbi Meir says, Bilasa Tluya. The word Tluya literally means is in suspense, is suspended. What that means, we'll see shortly when we learn the Rashi. But just to continue the flow of opinions, Rabbi Yossi Omer Bilasa Safek. The Bia, that means if someone else has relations with her during this time, between the Nesina and his and the husband's death, his Bia would be, Begetter, would be considered Safek. We presented Rabbi Yossi already before, and that Safek results in the bringing of a Korban Osham Tolui. V'chachomim omrim mugureshes v'enem mugureshes u'bilvad shiyomus. The Chomim use an expression which also indicates a suffix, the term Megureshes Vein Megureshes, which is very similar to Rabbi Yossi, but there is a difference, and we'll have to see that difference as well. The Gemara itself asks, what is the difference between these different opinions? The Gemara asks, Ma'iko Vein Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi? Later, the Gemara is going to ask, Chachomim Hainu Rabbi Yossi, if you just skim down a couple of lines, are they not one and the same? So the role of the Gemara is to point out the differences between these opinions. Before we go into the Gemara, though, we go over the Rashi, starting from the second line from the top, referring to Shitas Rabbi Meir, who said that during those interim days between the time of his giving her the document and the moment before he dies. So Rabbi Meir said, "Bilasa tluya hadover." Rashi says, "Hadover tolui." The matter is in suspense or suspended. Ad shiyomus, ad shiyamid mechalizeh, until he dies or until he recuperates from this ailment. Im meis minacholi, if the husband dies from this ailment, habol el poter. Any outsider that had relations with her during these interim days is exempt. To the Rabbi Meir, Mashmalei Me'eshin Be'olam, Hainu Mishas Nesina. According to Rabbi Meir, when the husband stipulated, "This is your get, Me'eshani Be'olam," the Rabbi Meir takes that to mean not a moment before he dies is the get activated, but rather from the time he gave it to her. V'hachi Komar Lo, and thusly the husband was saying to her, "Harei Zegiteich Me'eshani Be'olam Imesi." This is your get from the time that I'm still in the world if I die. Hilkoch kishemeis, when he does die, igloi milsa de grushavoi b'sh'as bia, that she was actually divorced at the time this outsider had relations with her. Vimlo meis, and if the husband recuperates, and some outsider during that interim period had intimacy with her, abola b'chatas, if he did so inadvertently, she would retroactively be viewed as a fully married woman, and in such a case, you bring a sin offering. We continue with the Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Bilasa Safek Lechishe Yomus Demashmalei Meis Shani Ba'olam. The expression Meis Shani Ba'olam, according to Rabbi Yossi, means that the get will be an effective get a moment before he dies. What is in doubt is the time of intimacy she has with some outsider during that interim period. The doubt is, I grusha havoi, I lo. Is she divorced at that moment in time or not? Maybe at any given time is the moment before the husband dies. And if this moment is that time, so then she is divorced. Shema eino zu, the eino krusha. Maybe the moment of their intimacy is not a moment before her husband's death, and she's not divorced. Hilkoch im yomus. Therefore, when if he the husband eventually dies, mevi haboaleh asham toli, the paramour that had intimacy with her would have to bring a suspended guilt offering. That's if the husband dies. V'im lo yomus, if the husband doesn't die, recuperates, then b'chatas vaday, then then none of the moments were the moment before he died, because he got better. And as a result, she was never divorced. And that would result in a sin offering, which is brought when a sin is definitely committed, inadvertently. We continue with the next Rashi. Megureshes ve'ena megureshes ubuvat shiyomus. This was the opinion of the Chachamim regarding those interim days. Vainu nami k'Rabbi Yosi. This is also like Rabbi Yosi, the Maisi Oshem Talui, the Sfeika Mashvu Law. They, the Chachamim, view her at any given moment as a Suffolk, because any given moment might be the moment before the husband's demise. L'kam Fush Mizonik. But now later the Gemara will point out that the issue of supporting her is going to be a point of difference. Now the Gemara. We go back to the Gemara. My Ika Bain, Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Osham Tolu Ikvanai. What is the difference between Rabbi Meir's approach and Rabbi Yossi's approach? The difference is the need for bringing that particular korban called an Osham Tolui. Le Rabbi Meir lo maisi Osham Tolui. According to Rabbi Meir, there's not going to be an Osham Tolui. Rabbi Meir had said that Me'eshin Be'ulam is a reference to the time she receives the document. And therefore, it's as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, if he dies, so she was divorced from the very beginning, totally muteris. If he doesn't die, he gets better, so she was never divorced whatsoever. Therefore, there's no room for an Osham Toli. An Osham Toli is brought when you have a sin committed under doubtful circumstances. But according to Rabbi Meir, there are no doubtful circumstances here, as we just explained. Rabbi Meir is, I think we could say, is working very clearly with the concept of brera, retroactive determination. Namely, that if we see he dies, so retroactively she was divorced from the very beginning, from the very receipt of the get. If he recuperates, and retroactively, she was never divorced. That's as far as Rabbi Meir. Ulu Rabbi Yossi, Maisi, Osham Toli. According to Rabbi Yossi, though, we don't say retroactive determination, and any given moment is a matter of doubt, that when the paramour has intimacy with her at any given moment, that moment might be the moment before the husband's death. That's a sinful act under doubtful circumstances. Maybe she is divorced at any given moment, and the sacrifice one brings is an Osham Toli. We continue in the Gemara. V'chachomim omrin megureshes v'ena megureshes. That expression means she is divorced in doubt. Well, chachomim haynu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also spoke about her status as being one of doubt. So are they one and the same? That can't be. Iko binayu de Rabbi Zera. The halachic point of difference will be that which Rabbi Zera teaches. The Yomar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rabba Bar Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel. Kol mokom shomru chachomim megureshes ve'ena megureshes. Wherever the sages use the term megureshes ve'ena megureshes, by law chayov b'mezonosel. The husband is obligated to support her. We take a look at Rashi. Iko binayo de Rabbi Zera klomar. This is to say that Iko binayo mezoni Rabbi Zera v'lo de pligi b'de Rabbi Zera. We're not saying that there's a machlokis tanoim concerning Rabbi Zera. The Tshuva is for Rabbi Zera. Umishum hachi lo kori lo Rabbi Yossi mugreshes v'en mugreshes. Everyone holds from Rabbi Zera's principle. However, Rabbi Yossi is not going to refer to this specific woman using that term. The Kosovar less law mazoni. Because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a woman who was given a get with the stipulation, Harezigitech, Mei Shani Voilom, Imeisi Michoelize, such a get creates a doubt about her marital status, and along with that, the husband is not obligated to support her. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, say the husband, under those circumstances, is still obligated to support her. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.